I search them, revolutionaries can gain a foothold anywhere. So far, we have failed to do so because we made a revolution in a gentlemanly fashion without going among the masses like drops of oil floating on water. I once went to Fruro at the head of a unit after forming the anti-Japanese People's Guerrilla Army. Riding to a village on horseback, I, the commander of the guerrilla unit, stopped there and held a mass meeting at which I delivered a speech. Seeing me, the people were extremely surprised. When she saw me riding my horse again after my speech, one woman who had waved me over to crush the ice exclaimed in surprise, "Dear me, isn't that the young farmhand who was once in our village? He has become the commander of the guerrilla army." The difficulties in our way were overcome in this way. But a most difficult problem still remained unsolved. The work with the Chinese National Salvation Army caused much bloodshed for the Korean communists. You've just heard the last installment of Section 4. Preparations for a bloody battle of Chapter 5, People in Arms, from the great leader President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences with the century. This is Voice of Korea.
Now, Voice of Korea presents its reporter's account of his visit to the International French Exhibition in Mount Yuchang, a celebrated mountain of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
National Friendship Exhibition, Treasure House of Human Sincerity.
Looking around the sincere gifts presented to the great leader Kim Il-sung by Voice People. Today, you'll hear the 12th installment. We stopped before the congratulatory message presented as a gift by the Korea visiting group of women in Osaka, Japan, on the occasion of the birth anniversary of the great leader President Kim Il-sung. Pictures of the great leader Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il were seen in the center of the gift, and letters sincerely wishing their health and flowers in bloom from the picture of Mount Taektu. Seeing the gift, we felt the ardent mind of the Japanese and world people who significantly celebrate the birth anniversary of the great leader Kim Il-sung. Lecturer of the International French Exhibition, KKC, said there was a gift sent by a Cuban painter among the gifts presented on the occasion of the birth anniversary of President Kim Il-sung, and continued.
위대한 수련 김일성전제 유무성을 모신 유아는 수련님의 탄생 100년을 맞으며 쿠바의 한 화가가 올렸습니다.
The oil painting of the great leader Kim Il-sung was presented by a Cuban painter on the occasion of his 70th birth anniversary. He offered this gift, saying, "The new morning of independence dawns in Latin America thanks to the Zhuzhi idea of the great leader, as all things are revived under the sun." As you see, it carries a picture of the great leader and the letters Zhuzhi and full-blown magnolia blossoms under the blue sky. Through the gift, we can feel how ardent is the mind of the world people, highly praising the great leader as the son of mankind.
Listening to her, we looked round the ivory walls sent by President of the Tech Team Firm of Hong Kong and by President of the Team Firm of India on April 10, 1988. The walls made of valuable ivory of India were grandfathers of prosperity, fortune, and longevity, representing an old legend. The gift represented their wish for the prosperity and happiness of the DPRK, founded by the great leader Kim Il-sung. Seeing the gift, representing their warm feelings, we deeply felt again the tireless efforts of the great leader Kim Il-sung, who performed great exploits for the founding of the DPRK and its strengthening and development. The lecturer pointed to lovely corals and said,
이 산호는 1972년 서울 시골 수단 포트 수단시에서 올렸습니다. 주체 사상을 따라배우며
This chorus was offered by Port Sudan City of the Sudan on April 15, 1972. It is the unanimous desire of the Sudanese people to start the Juche idea and further strengthen friendship with the Korean people. They went to the Red Sea, 1,200 kilometers far from Port Sudan City, and carried tons of coals and selected two most lovely of them to present as gifts. They said they selected the corals as gifts as they wished the great leader Kim Il-sung greeting his 50th birth anniversary would take even a moment's rest seeing the beautiful and clear corals.
Listening to the different stories spun around the gifts, we came to know well the ardent and true mind of the peoples of the five continents of the world who held in high esteem and followed the great leader Kim Il-sung, highly praising his immortal exploits. We continued our visit. You've been listening to the 12th installment of the recorded account of his visit to the International Friendship Exhibition in Mount Gyeongsang, a celebrated mountain of the DPRK. This is Voice of Korea. We now present your female chorus. He is alive in the hearts of the people.
hear an account, a story about Youth Day.
may present an interview on the feats performed by the youth for the country. Hello.
Hello.
August 28th is Youth Day, significant holiday of the Korean young people. So now I'd like to have a talk with you about the feats the Korean young people performed for the country with their passion and fighting will.
That's a good idea. Well, on the occasion of Youth Day, the Korean people look back with great emotion upon the noble personality and feats of the Korean young people who honor their youth along with the country. The DPRK has many creations to assist the youth, including Tatsun Youth Power Station 4 and the Youth Hero Motorway. These creations vividly show the feats performed by the young people who serve the country, I think. The Youth Hero Motorway, which is more than 40 kilometers from Pyongyang capital city of the DPRK to Nampo City on the west coast, was built during the August March, the most difficult time. Owing to the difficult situation of the country, mechanical units, including compressors and doctors, were not fully supplied. But with the passion spirit of youth, the young people began the project and broke ropes with spades, pickaxes, hammers, and borers. They removed the 14 billion small shoes at the building site and finished the project in time.
Not only that, I think the deeds of the young people are found in many monumental creations, including the minor power stations built in different parts of the country and large-scale Gatsun Lake Tatsun Irrigation Canal. In those worthwhile days, the young people devoted themselves to the country following the indomitable revolutionary spirit of the first and second generations of the revolution, including hot-blooded anti-Japanese revolutionary fighters who had fought bloody battles in order to liberate the country occupied by the Japanese imperialists, and the DPRK hero Rizpoh, who sacrificed his only life for the country at the age of 18 during the Korean War fought by the U.S. imperialists in the 1950s.
That's right. Well, feats have also been performed by young scientists, athletes, and artists. Many young scientists who turned out with their results to serve the country with high ability, achieving notable successes in the researches in the cutting-edge sciences, which are truly needed for the prosperity and development of the country. One of the examples is that the Korean Computer Center Girl Program, developed by Korean young scientists, won the World Computer Girl Championship held in Japan several times and continues to retain the position of the king of the World Girl Program. And the young men and women of Korea demonstrate the honor of the country at art festivals, including International Local Concours and International Sports Games, and holds the red and blue flag of the Republic high in the sky of the world.
That's true. It is none other than our respected Kim Jong-il who has brought up the Korean young people as such excellent youth. He put forth the slogan, "Love the youth," and showed great love and trust to the youth, and when they rendered great services for the country, he saw that their feats are known to the generations to come.
Absolutely right. The Korean young people will, in the future too, powerfully demonstrate their spirit and valor in the building of a great, prosperous and powerful country in support of Sungun Korea led by Kim Jong-il in the van.
Certainly they will do so. Well, nice talking with you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You've just had an interview on the feats performed by the youth for the country. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a tenor solo, My Blessed Life.
Oh.
dear listeners. With this, we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. For Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye. This is Voice of Korea, Pyongyang.